Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Best Ever You Show. This all sounds so fancy. And in reality, I'm here in my office, like probably most of you. My hair's on my head, and I just love this opportunity because we get to talk to Sherry Salata. I love Sherry Salata. She's the author. Hello, hello, hello. Your mic's live with
I
mine.
Love
so.
Oh, I love you too. I love you too. I love you too. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
We're
Iowa girls.
Go Hawkeyes.
Go Hawkeyes. Yeah, our hearts and love, Hawkeyes. And your hair. Okay, so Sherry's on Twitter. Sherry Salata. I'm going to spell that Sherisalata. Yeah, I'm sure you know her already, but just in case you don't, she's the author of The Beautiful No. And I'll read the tagline with that. And Other Tales of Trial, Transcendence, and Transformation. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. And if you're following us along, her website is sherisalata.com. And Sherry, welcome to Best Ever You. Again, second time.
Oh, my gosh. Elizabeth, it's always great to chat with you. I feel like we're soulmate Iowa connected. And, you know, we both love this kind of shared mission that we have in the world.
Yeah, it's so nice to find you and be able to share you with our community. You're very, very special. Everybody was so excited that you were coming on to the show today. So thank you all for joining us. And what we're going to do is we're going to do this show live, and then Sherry and I are going to tape a little Zoom video, and so we'll post that too. So we're going to do two things. So how's your year going?
Oh my
God! Sit back and let you talk.
Listen,
how's it going, Sherry?
I call 2020 the year that never was, and I'm really just trying to be funny, but it's not. It's actually more true for me than not. And you know, here's what I know. I'm not going to bury the lead, but then I'm going to go back and tell you what I experienced. But here's what I do know: that painful, lots of heartache, lots of separation, and yet for each and every one of us, there are some gifts to mine from this experience. And certainly, I saw that was true with me. Elizabeth, back in January, I had just signed with a brilliant new speaking agent who was going to send me all over the world for this whole new aspect of my career, doing keynotes and workshops and what have you. And of course, that evaporated into a big fat zero.
Yeah.
And as the months rolled on, it was like, okay, so what would I say to anybody else? What I would say to anybody else, and that's what I decided to say to myself, was things are changing, and they're never going to be the same. So how are you going to rise up through all of this change? How are you going to embrace it? How are you going to be a part of it? And what are you going to learn from it? And what I learned was, even though I thought I had done the work from a to-do list person to a to-be list person, it was interesting with the blank calendar how I still had the urge to sit down at my dining room table and work from 9 to 5. That I got to see that I really hadn't healed all that. I really hadn't cleaned all that up. It was so crazy. Like at 10:15, I'd be like, gosh, I wonder if I have a new rose in the garden. But I couldn't go and look at it till lunchtime. And I thought, wow, I've got to heal this. I'm in charge of my life. I'm in charge of my schedule. I really get to do things a new way. So lots and lots of gifts in that. And I'm sure for you too.
Yeah, a lot of heartache. I mean, a lot of serious heartache, especially with, you know, seeing our children off to college and then bringing them back.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm free. I guess I'm not, you know, kind of thing. And college baseball season's canceled and people we know
yeah.
ill and just on and on. And
yeah.
and I wrote a big note on my desk that said, make the best of this.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with you wherever you can find those moments that bring even a slight smile to your face or some peace or joy or anything to embrace that moment, because this is really rocky and it's not letting up yet.
Yeah. It's not letting up yet. And, you know, just according to some, it could
yeah.
get, you know, worse before it gets better, but really those are the two choices. Which is go down
yeah.
the rabbit hole of despair or start making some lemonade and,
yeah.
and try to fill your cup as best you can. Find the gift. I mean, I would look back and say for me, different for everybody, that the whole world had to shut down for me to shut down and get still. And I'm rather shocked by that. I'm rather mm-hmm. shocked by that, but yet extremely appreciative of the gift of being able to see that about myself, because that really isn't the way I want to live. It just isn't. So, and do, you know, here's the second question. Do I want to be crisscrossing the world 3 times a month? Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I think for all of us, you know,
there's deep questions.
College notwithstanding, because I don't know what the gift is. For all my young friends who are heading off to college in 2020. And I know lots, friends with lots of moms who are sending their kids off. I don't know, because I loved college so much. I loved being there so much that I don't know what that gift is yet. But it really is on an individual basis for us to find. And so for me, I went from thinking about my business one way to saying, okay, well, what I'm learning is through Zoom we go on. And once we got through the turmoil of, hey, unmute yourself. Hey, turn your camera on. Hey, you know,
see your
and all of that.
Down.
I'm telling you, hey, we can see you're not wearing pants. Whatever malarkey
is
going on.
One of my sister's kids took a diaper off during it. Ran
yes! Oh my
everything.
God! Please,
yeah.
All you know, the pot's boiling over, the dog's barking, the UPS
oh, yeah.
man is here. I mean, it's so crazy,
hilarious.
So,
yeah.
But I found that when I embraced, instead of being like, I'd never get it like this, I said, I'm going to dive in, and I'm going to say, okay, technology. This is the proper use of technology. I'm going to connect. And I am telling you, I've had some great family gatherings. I've had great friendship circles. And now I have designed a whole digital business, which is my first foray into this world that way, that
Welcome.
I'm launching in January.
Which I'm so excited
I'm just
for you.
Like, okay, I'm gonna say yes to this. I'm going to
yeah.
figure it out, and I'm not going to be defeated by something that's going on externally. I'm going to share what I have with people who are struggling, and I'm going to tell the best story to myself, and I'm going to find a way to inhale and exhale transformation. That's what I've decided to do.
Beautiful. And so, and that's, I mean, I'm so excited for this. This is a 5-day, here, get this, everybody, free
yes.
gathering online that you are offering.
Yes.
And I love this. It's your heart's desire to join you, to join with you in conjuring our most magical year yet. Wouldn't that be beautiful after the year we've all just had? Oh my gosh.
Oh, no kidding. Well, and that's what one of the things I learned from writing my own memoir, which
right.
was an agonizingly difficult process, as I'm sure you would agree. You know, putting your most vulnerable self on a page, it was so hard. I almost
yeah,
quit
it
3 times.
Yep.
And yet, on the other side of that, when I forced myself to walk through that door, oh my God, that the healing it opened it up for me, the connections it opened up for me, the joy it has brought me. And I want to share, you know, some of the tools that I put together for myself, some of the steps that I took to really find a way to use the power of personal writing to transform my life. So I'm going to offer.
How do we get there? How do we join you? I love it.
Oh, okay. So, well, it's called Write Your New Story 2021. That's the free workshop. And you can sign up for that at sherrysalata.com/transformation. And then there's going to be all kinds of other ways to work with me throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So I am, you know, I'm jumping. I'm my hands up. I want to serve. I want to transform my own life. I want to keep growing and evolving. And I'm just really not going to let what's going on around me, you know, send me into despair. I'm just going to say no to that.
I love it. Yeah. And I feel so the same way. Can you describe for us, I've just got one question, you know, can you describe for us a moment where you've just, aside from any moment in this year, so put this year out of this question, where you felt stuck?
God, yes. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. A million times, Elizabeth, a million times. You know, I think that's one of the fallacies. It's the thing we do to ourselves. We look at someone and say, oh, she's running the Oprah show. Wow, her life must be, you know, how
perfect.
Lucky. And her life must be a breeze. And she doesn't have any struggles or problems. And the truth is, you know, nobody's living the perfect Instagram life. People just post their best moments. Come on. Nobody's living the perfect Instagram life. Everybody has shame and heartache and disappointment. Everybody's dealing with that. So how many times did I feel stuck? Well, I mean, geez, even right out of Iowa, I mean, I was stuck every 18 months. And I'd have to, you know, summon something inside me to make it, to choose a new path, to take a new road. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with the energy of stuckedness, of being in a rut. And I call that how I used to let misery be my compass, meaning I wouldn't make a change. I wouldn't allow the energy of transformation to give me a new move until I was so miserable I couldn't get out of bed. And I had been there many, many times.
Do you ever get stuck when people tell you no? Like, explain the beautiful no.
Oh, the beautiful no. Oh, yeah. It's well,
because that can be a beautiful
story, obviously,
stuck.
Of my memoir. Well, right? It can be, but here's what I'm going to tell you about the beautiful no, because once I discovered that beautiful no in my own life, and it's become a foundational spiritual principle, which is that disappointment, heartache, things not working out the way you think they would, that is a beautiful no, and then it's up to you to begin to see the beauty. So, for instance, didn't get the big job I so desperately needed. Didn't get it. Thought I had the job. The guy practically hired me in the room. I desperately needed money. I was freelancing, and I had really fallen on hard times. He basically tries to hire me. He tells me, I'll call you next week, and, of course, the job never comes through. But a short time thereafter, I get a call from the Oprah Winfrey Show saying, will you come in and freelance? And what I realized was, oh, my God, if that guy would have hired me for that big, fancy job, I would have never risked that security to go take a chance at the Oprah show, which obviously changed my life. Yeah. It absolutely changed my life. So what I realized is that no was the most beautiful no I'd ever gotten. And I bet everybody, you know, I bet everybody, you can go through your life and find those beautiful no's in your own life.
When somebody does tell you no, can I take it just one? I'd love talking to you. Just one more step.
Please.
Go ahead. You know that extreme disappointment. I've been there so many times of needing money, needing a job, needing this, needing that. You know, need.
Yep.
stuck, boohoo is me kind of thing. And I used to be, I'm like a reformed being stuck person, because I'll use the energy to think of something different to do and a new path and a new this and that, just like you do. Can you put into words how to shift your that moment and that maybe despair, misery, disappointment, yeah, anything into the light? Like, how do you go from that dark energy to the light energy?
Well, I'm going to attribute this because I do have something to say about that. And
perfect,
it's something I've learned from Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks, who is one of our modern times great spiritual teachers, which is allow yourself the truth of how you feel. Acknowledge how you feel if you're, you know, crazy angry or bitterly disappointed. You know, really anchor yourself in the truth of how you feel. And then slowly begin to work your way up the emotional scale. Like, you know, from anger, maybe you can get to disappointment, and then maybe you can get to boredom. Maybe you can get to, you know, like really acknowledge how you feel to start. And then, my friends, you got to start telling yourself a different story. And that will, you know, use my beautiful note, which is, so this happened. I feel really badly about it, but here's what I do know. This is the little faith word, that in a very short time, I'm going to see the gift in this now.
Yeah,
and
I just used that the other day with you. I mean,
yeah,
we were talking,
you?
And I'm like, this really crappy thing happened to me. And you're like, there's your beautiful no. And I'm like, you're right. You're so right. And I wrote it down. I got a big thing in front of me right here on my desk. And I got your book and everything. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And it's not like, vindictive or anything like that. It's just like, okay, different. Yeah.
No, and it really, you know, the whole principle, you know, it's not about learning how to say no, although that's a very valuable skill. But it really is about the understanding that everything is going to be okay, that you're going to be okay. What happens is we end up running so fast down the road, we don't even stop and acknowledge that something that didn't happen for us, if it happened, wouldn't have been for our highest good.
Yeah.
And all of this wouldn't have happened. I mean, listen, I really love this idea that you have one extra glass of water and walk 50 more steps on your morning walk, your whole trajectory of your life has changed. You know, it's like the smallest change we make changes the trajectory of our destiny. So I've learned to trust those beautiful no's. I've learned to trust that I'm being guided and I'm being led, and allow myself the humanness, my own humanness, to feel disappointed. But I don't want to lose 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 months in that rabbit hole of depression and disappointment. I can't get those days back. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, you definitely can't get your moments back. I've learned that a lot. There's not a real good system for redoing things. Every once in a while, you might get a chance to redo something, but generally, you know, you definitely can't get the time back. So I've become really focused on time management. I look back at all the things I've been doing with Best Ever You, and I'm kind of like, okay, if I were going to put my finger on like one thing that's my thing that I love the most, and I do think very much about how I spend my time and how other people spend their time, because I was one of those people before this all happened who was saying, gosh, this is too fast paced for me. I can't keep up. And I'm a pretty fast paced person.
Yeah.
I need everything to just slow down between the traffic and the this and the that and people saying they want to disrupt everything. And I'm just like, And my pace is slower and more like methodical.
Right.
And so it was tough.
I know, but look at the answer to your prayer. I mean, that's what I say, that while we have this slowed down pace, relish it. Make it work for you. You know, extract the gifts in it for you. I was having this conversation with this entrepreneur the other day, and she said her her little mantra for 2021, do less better.
Love it.
And I went, me too.
Yeah.
You know, me too. I've been winding down doing less for the last 4 years, I would say, from a very frenetic, out of control life. But there's still less I can do, and there's still better I can do. And just really get that life of your dreams. Create that life of your dreams you say you want. And put enough space so you can appreciate it.
Oh, I love that. I love the idea of space. I would say, like, embrace your space. And it's just like one of my favorite things to say, just embrace your space. So I want to mention again, because we just had a bunch of people just join us. Hi, everybody who's joining us. We have Sherry Salata with us. Her website is SherrySalata.com. Yeah, woo! I need a button, a cheer button. Go Hawkeyes. SherrySalata.com/transformation. If you go to that link, you can join Sherry's 5-day, what are you calling that? Is it like a class?
It's a workshop.
I'm
going to go live 1 hour a day. It's called Write Your New Story 2021, and it's going to be really magical. We're going to use the power of storytelling. We're going to inhale and exhale transformation. We're going to create a new personal language for 2021. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I love it. So we have we have some questions for you. People are asking about book writing. I knew that would happen, and we're all cool with answering book writing questions. Book writing is a thing that a lot of people have in their wheelhouse of goals. Like, I want to do this, but I don't quite know how. And I'm going to start us off with one of the things I think, and it's just what I think. And Cher, if you disagree, chime in or whatever. But one of the things I always say when people ask me this, from being a Hay House author, is to go project by project. So think about what the project is for your book. Like, what's its audience? What's its purpose? Do you want it to see the light of day 2 years from now and go down the path of traditional publishing, or do you want it immediate? Because I don't think people realize sometimes that while a dream might be to be a traditionally published author, which is that definition is changing, that your idea and book won't see your hands basically for a while.
Yeah, that's right. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
So I think that's really great advice. If you're doing nonfiction, prescriptive books, project by project, I think that is spot on.
Thank you.
if it's on your bucket list to learn how to write your own story, so, you know, a quasi-memoir kind of thing, mm-hmm. I will tell you, I feel like I kind of, through my toil and torment, cracked the code on it. And, you know, part of the thing is really looking at your life like a movie and kind of extracting, you know, the stories that are interesting, you know, and those are flops, failures, devastations, triumphs, you won't believe this happened to me, and then really trying to find the gems in each one of those. Because for me, even though I was writing a memoir, which, you know, turned out to be a book of stories about my life and my life experience, it's like, okay, so this is my life experience. I'm going to try to be funny, and I'm going to lay my heart out on the page for you. I'm going to tell you all kinds of stuff that's going to make you gasp, and it's going to make you feel better about yourself, and it's going to inspire you. But the truth is, none of that matters if you don't walk away from reading it with a treasure box of gems of your own, you know, that you have a takeaway to go back and use in your own life. So that would be my best advice to anybody who wants to do personal blogging or memoir writing.
I love it. That's spot on advice as well. I completely agree. Do you think, so what's next for Beautiful No? It's already a lot. It's an Amazon Editor's Choice Best Memoir. It's an Apple Must Read Listen audiobook. It's getting, you know, more and more accolades.
I know it's doing really well. And I, you know, listen, please, that warms my heart. My publisher is putting out the paperback version and combining that with a very prescriptive and beautiful workbook that I created. So that's coming out in a whole new edition February 16th. So, yay!
Fabulous.
Please,
yay.
You can pre-order right now. Please go pre-order it.
Okay, so that's on it. We'll go pre-order on Amazon. Do you have links from your website for that too?
Yeah. It's at SherryCellotta.com under book.
Okay, I'll make sure we all have those links, everybody. But February 16th, we're all on Sherry's team helping her launch that. That's a big deal. Yay! Go Hawkeyes!
Yeah.
That's not going to be my cheer button when you come
that.
On.
So
all right. So we promised to keep this short and packed full of information. Is there anything that we're missing before we go? Did we cover everything? Or
listen, we sure did. And I just want to say to everybody listening, I'm stirring the hope pot for 2021. I think because of what we've been through collectively, we have the power to rise up collectively. In together and in our own lives. And so, that hope word, that's powerful energy. And really try to incubate that for yourself, especially over the next few days. So you're raring to go.
That just gave me goosebumps. That was my dad's word, hope. The whole time he was sick as a stroke survivor and so forth, his word he always said was hope. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Good. Just stir that more even because that's meaningful. Wow. The hope pot. Yes. All right. Sherry, thank you for being here with us. And everybody, please, SherryCellotta.com/transformation. Join us. That starts January 11th for 5 days. It's a joyful hour of uplift. I love it. And we're going to stir up a lot of hope and transformation and change and stories and beautiful no's and everything your heart desires.
Yay.
Yay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Thank you, Sherry, for being here. So we're just
Thank
lovely.
You.
And
Thanks, Elizabeth.
We're so grateful.
Thanks, everybody. Happy
All right.
New
take
year.
Care, everybody.
Happy New
Bye-bye.
Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.